Hey, this is it.
You sure you want to do this?
Hello, Mrs. Ross.
Look at you. It's a red
juice. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Come on, please. Hurry.
Okay.
Everybody getting married?
This is no running in the chapel. Don't you give me any of your... Hey! What are you guys doing here?
Ross and Rachel left us a message saying they were getting married. Is that why you guys are here?
Yes, Peter, that's what we are.
Who else would we be here?
Well, what happened? Did we miss it?
We actually missed it.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have if you could run in the chapel. Insane. What's the big deal? You know, it's not like it's a real marriage.
What?
Yeah, if you get married in Vegas, you're only married in Vegas. What are you talking about? If you get married in Vegas, you're married everywhere. Really? Oh, my God. That's well heard.
Do you have any clothes on?
Yes.
Really?
No. But we didn't have sex, did we? I don't remember much about last night. It was such a blur.
Oh, I remember laughing.
Huh?
I laughed a lot.
Yeah, we didn't have sex.
Oh, we were really drunk. I'm glad we didn't do anything stupid.
Tell me about it.
Well, my movie has been officially canceled.
Joey, I'm so sorry. You want some of my breakfast?
Nah, I'm too depressed to eat. I'll probably eat in like 5 minutes. So I guess I'll just fly home with you guys. What time's your flight?
What about my cab?
I don't need that anymore.
Joey, you borrowed my cab. You have to drive it back.
I don't want to drive all the way back by myself. I get so lonely. How about if you come with me?
I don't know. It's such a long trip.
It would be great. We could talk and play games. This could be our chance to, like, renew our friendship.
Are you asking me to have a friend at home?
Sure.
All right. Although I don't think we really need one, baby. I have to stop loving you.
Hey. So, has anybody talked to Dr. and Mrs. Gelly yet?
Yeah. They left me a message. They should be here any minute.
Where is the waitress? I'm starving.
It's a buffet, man.
Oh, here's where I win all my money back.
I gotta talk to you.
Sure. What's up?
Monica and I almost got married last night.
My God. That's huge. Hey. Wait a minute. Well, wasn't I invited? And who's going to be your best man? Don't say Ross. Do not say Ross.
I just don't think that Monica and I are ready to get married yet, you know? I mean, I love her and everything, but seeing Ross and Rachel come out of that chapel was like a wake-up call that Monica and I are moving so fast, you know? And how do I tell her without crushing her?
Tell her she's not marriage material. What?
Girls say to me all the time.
And believe me, if she's anything like me, she's just going to be relieved.
How do I tell Chandler that it's too soon? It's going to break his heart. He's going to think I don't love him anymore.
Well, you don't.
Yes, I do. Good, good. I'm expecting you.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi. Yeah, we were just talking about bacon.
No, we were talking about tennis. Tennis is more believable.
What? Are we going to talk about what you guys did last night, or...
Nothing happened last night. Ross invited us all to watch. Wait, we weren't going to miss our friends getting married. Oh, we're going to get married.
You did?
What?
Hello, me? Did you
get married?
I remember being in the chapel. They would not let us get married when we were that drunk.
Well, let you get married when you're drunk. Most people getting married in Vegas are drunk.
Yeah, I'm drunk right now. I can't have a mimosa with breakfast. I'm on vacation.
What are you guys going to do? Oh, I guess we just find a divorce lawyer?
Well, I think. Ross already has one. Now, this one's free, right? Because you paid for the first two, so you get the third one for free.
But the joke's on you, because we don't need to get divorced. Hey, we're just going to get an annulment. An annulment? Ross, I don't think surgery's the answer here.
Oh, well, that's your thing.
What?
Hey, you know,
that
you're the guy who gets divorced.
Oh, yeah. You see? I do not love getting divorced.
Yes, you do. This is your third divorce. And you love divorce so much, you're probably going to marry it. And then it won't work out, so you're going to have to divorce the divorcing guy. I'm so drunk.
So, what do you think we should do?
I don't know. I know I love you.
I know I love you.
So where are we on the whole going back to the place where they have all the marriages thing? I love you.
But that's the question. Well, last night we let the dice decide. Maybe we shouldn't have to date again. I love you.
We don't get married unless there's a sign. Okay, so say you roll another eight, then there's a definite sign that we should get married.
All right. 8, we get married, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, we don't get married.
Sounds great. Okay. Hey, sure. Please.
Ready?
Ready.
Come on, 8.
Yes, 8. 8 is 8.
Wow. I can't believe I actually rolled an 8.
That was so unlikely. Well, let's get married, I guess.
That wasn't a hard 8. Last night I rolled a hard 8.
That's right. It was the wrong kind of 8. No wedding. Damn it!
Oh, I'm so mad! Oh. Want to go back?
Yeah. We're doing the right thing, right?
Oh, of course we are. We left it up to fate. We were supposed to get married. There was a clear-cut sign.
Hey, you have 19 questions left. Use them wisely.
Mm.
Come on, Joey. You can't win if you don't ask any questions.
What?
Well, you promised me a fun road trip, and we've been on the road for 6 hours, and you've been asleep for 5 and a half. We're switching at the next rest stop, and you are going to drive the whole way back. That will be your punishment, you greedy sleeper.
Right, all right.
Yeah, and until then, you are going to sing to me, because the radio is broken, and you are selfish, but you have a nice voice.
Really?
Sing!
I want a rock and roll on that. Man, this is a long drive. My eyes open. No!
I wanted to talk to you about that whole annulment thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. So, stay married.
Yes, exactly.
And I will make everyone call me Mrs. Keller.
Wow, this is so amazing. I really thought I'd have to talk you into this more.
Okay. See, now I'm scared because I don't actually think you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. But I can't have 3 failed marriages. I can't, okay? I am not going to be that guy.
What? So will we just stay married forever?
How is this going to affect you, really? I mean, you fill some form out once in a while. Instead of checking the box that says Miss, you check the box that says Mrs. It's right next to it.
Oh, okay, I'm sure you're right. You know what, we absolutely can stay married because I was under the impression that the boxes were far away from the... Look, just please take a moment here and think about what you're asking of me, okay?
I am asking you to do me a favor.
You are asking me to be your wife.
And as my wife, I think you should grant me this favor.
Well,
you did pull his hair.
Just like that.
I'm not going to even...
Hey! You know what? Silly bag.
Well, I told you not to walk here.
Here.
Okay.
This doesn't mean anything, does it?
No.
Okay. How could you pick up a hitchhiker? He could be a rapist or a killer or something.
Don't you think I asked him that before he got in?
You know what? I'm not talking to you. You go back to sleep. And you, are you a rapist?
No.
You like car games?
Yeah, you know the license plate game?
I love the license plate game.
Well, I'll play.
No, you need your sleep. Night-night.
Listen, I know you wanted to talk to me, but I have an idea that may make you want to stay married. We register, and you get to keep all the presents.
Just for fun! Look, I thought a lot about how to tell you this, and the bottom line, Ross, is we cannot stay married.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay, but it is.
Okay. You know what this is? This is a difference of opinion.
And when that happens in a marriage...
No, Ralph, come on, this is not marriage. This is the world's worst hangover. Ross, listen, if you do not get this annulment, I will.
All right, I'll do it.
Thank you. Is there any such thing as an annulment shower?
Oh, wait, there's the train station. This is where I get off. Well, I have your address and phone number.
And I have your name and the fact that you're a sister. So, well, it's pretty much your court.
All right, see you, Steve.
Come on, Steve. I can't take this anymore. Please pardon me. Let me make it up to you, huh?
Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
That's not fair. You know I can't resist that beautiful voice.
I'm so sorry. I know I promised you a fun road trip with your friend, and I didn't deliver. Okay, but now I know that you think being awake is an important part of friendship. So I will strive to stay awake for as long as I know you.
Still, I sleep at night and stuff.
Thank you. Can we play 20 questions now? I got a really good one. I've been thinking about it since Kansas.
Okay. Is it a kind of hot sandwich?
Yes.
Is it a meatball sub?
That is incredible. You are the master. You know, I mean, should we just do it? All the signs are telling us to do it.
I'm sick of the signs. It's too fast. I'm happy the way things are.
Me too.
I don't want things to change. Do you?
No.
All right, then. Then nothing changes. Everything is great. Everything stays the same. And you go on to Texas in 3 days and it's driving me insane.
Jeez, relax. It's not like we're mad. Ah! You know, I was thinking, what if I unpack here?
Then all your stuff would be here.
Well, what if all my stuff was here?
Then you'd be going back and forth all the time. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay. What if we live together and you understand what I'm saying?
Together. There have been no signs for that.
Me asking is kind of a sign.
Taken care of.
Ross, thank you. Hey, do you guys want to go see a movie?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
No, Pete? No, thanks. I've already seen one. Pete, let me get my sweater.
Okay. You want to hear something weird?
Always.
I didn't get the annulment.
What?
We're still married. Don't tell Rachel. See you later.
Stuck in the lock.
I can fix it. Hold up. Watch out.
Yeah, it still doesn't work.
I'm not finished.
Oh. Nice job, Joe. You're quite the craftsman.